Because there were so many things that were happening that I was still processing about how she made this decision. One of which is that she was like, okay, well, people's bodies are breaking down. I have to consider that. Charlie's a little snake, because Charlie could have just shut his ass
He did
up.
that on purpose.
He
He
said,
did it on purpose.
actually, you could just not think of me, Maria. Like, other people need it so much more, Maria. And Kenzie, she just nods along. She's just like, yeah, so we're down.
Charlie, in Charlie saying that to me, he was writing villain on the hat and
Yes,
getting ready
he
to put it on
was.
her hand. I loved it, but keep going.
Oh, when she spooned, and
Like
I
a baby moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
Chaotic bi moment. And you're watching Black Bi Reality.
With Black Bi Baddies.
And those who love us. Hello, you're watching and are listening to Black Bi Reality, a place for Black Bi Baddies, those who love us. Today we are talking about episode 11, My Messy Sweet Little Friend. And my messy sweet little friend today is Janelle Michaud. Hi, Janelle.
Hi, Nicole. I'm excited to be back chatting about this season. We're winding down, and it looks like I think I want to talk about some serious contenders, well, who I think are contenders for the win at this point.
Absolutely,
Yeah.
absolutely. At the end of last episode, we were talking about the TIFF vote. So, for the third time, no, the third time will be at the end of this episode. For the second time this season, someone goes with an idol in their pocket. I mean, we could count Randon, but Randon was out because of medical reasons. So, it's just not
I think
the
Jem has one, right?
Yes. So, like, Jem counts. Randon, it's like debatable. Hunter. Oh my God. And then Tiff. Oh no.
Yeah.
It's even more.
Yeah. This is never, I don't remember this ever happening on a season of all the seasons I've watched. It's been a lot.
A lot. Okay.
Yeah.
What? I am so curious to talk to you about how we're going to remember Survivor 46, because so much has happened.
Yes.
In so many ways, we had the most black people make it to the merge, then almost all but one followed each other out. No one can play this idol worth a damn.
Can't.
The longest they've gone, I think, without food, correct? Because they kept turning down rice.
Yeah. Yep.
And now everyone wants to talk about the Hunger Games with the Met Gala. Sure. Free Palestine for sure. But I had to watch Jeff Probst break apart one licorice and spread it around seven people. This is the Hunger Games. We are watching reality TV with these starving people, and he had the nerve
to bring licorice. I don't like it. Like, don't even tease them like that. Don't, if at the very least, give each of them one and do it off camera if you're mad about it. But
and
I
they
didn't like that at all.
thanked him. They thank if they all got their lit torches and set him on fire, I would be like, I can't blame them.
Right. Because why do that, Jeff? Come on. Like, just like waving a carrot in front of a rabbit. Like, it was cruel. And they were like, Jeff.
They
I felt
like
their pain.
he saw the tweets about wanting sassy Jeff back, and he went to a whole other level.
Yeah.
But okay, so at the beginning of this episode, Kenzie is hurt. Kenzie
hurt.
is down bad.
Bad.
Because Tiff's gone.
Yes, and I don't. She was so. These players, they get so upset about being left out of things, but I'm like, that's how it works. They wanted to pull off a plan. They couldn't trust her fully. So I'm surprised that she's so surprised, because she was on board with the plan, but then she pulled back the reins, and her pulling back the reins on it made them be like, might not be able to bring Kenzie in on this plan.
Yeah.
So it's surprising to me that she is so surprised that she was left out of it,
I don't I don't even think it's totally about being surprised. I think it's frustration. I mean, I think it's starting to get so frustrating for me to watch this season at this point because everyone's hungry and frustrated. Like, for Kenzie, she was like, I was on board at one point. Like, yeah, I changed my mind, but I could have gotten back there. And it's like, yeah, but you wavered. Like, that's just the way it is. And then on top of that, we have the theme again of whose move is it, because she wanted that to be her move. So that's another layer of frustration on top of it.
Yeah, because Maria snatched that right out from under her. And claimed,
as she should.
Yes, as she should, and claimed soul. And Charlie's being smart about that. But my thing is,
Dang, this episode is Charlie's episode.
Absolutely. He just really was like, I really enjoyed this episode as far as Charlie goes, because he was talking about so many plans and where he, how he's navigating and where he wants to go. I really enjoyed hearing that perspective from him. But I want to go back to Kenzie really quickly, because last week or the week before, she had me really scratching my head with this wanting to get Tiffany out, because I'm like, for what? If you get Tiffany out, you don't want to work with Q. You're not in with the C. It's the Sega. I get these names confused.
Sega 3.
Yeah, you're not really in with the Sega 3. So what's your plan forward? Venus and Link? Like, I didn't understand that. And it's become, in the new era, that the cool thing or the resume thing to do is to take out your number one. But it has to make sense. It's not something to just do for fun. It has to have some sort of strategic, like Charlie's speaking about taking out Maria. That is a strategic plan. I don't see Kenzie's strategic plan around this. And since the new era started, we have repeatedly seen people do this to their close allies, Ricard to Shan. Idiotic on from Ricard and from the for the people that participated in it that were previously working with her. Ricard didn't get to the end and he lost. I'd rather get to the end. If I lose to Shan, at least I got second place money, damn it. You know, then we've seen Hyde do that to Lydia. They weren't like power players. Then who else did that? Cody or Jesse to Cody, and then didn't make it to the end. I'm of the mind of, if I am working with somebody, they need to plan it like Charlie is, but I'd rather get to the end with somebody that I played the game with and happen to lose to them than go out five steps before that and get way less money. And get
They're all pretty emotional. I think it was very reactionary. I think she was very frustrated that Tiff had outside plans, successfully kept that from her. Q as well, and so she was just like, well, might as well cut them without really assessing what that exit strategy was. Now, there were some plans thrown around this episode that I was like, oh, maybe some things will change. Of course, that doesn't actually follow through, but we'll get to it. So, Charlie does the right thing, which a lot of people should be doing. Like Maria, she picked up Q simply by comforting him after a vote. Charlie's like, Kenzie, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry what they did to you. That was so mean of them. Maria's a big, bad meanie, ain't she?
Yeah, he's playing it so well. I'm loving what he's doing. And this is how you go for your number one. You undermine her secretly. You let people know, like, hey, I'm aware that person is a threat. This wasn't my plan. This was hers. She was the driving force, you know? That's something that he can claim later, because he was involved in it. He had discussions with her for days about this.
Absolutely.
So when he gets to, if he's able to get there, he has a really good argument for the, if he accomplishes this, right? He has a really good argument. Like, y'all, I set this up this way.
Yeah, absolutely.
You guys against her. I was aware of the whole Tiff plan, but I wanted to push the agenda that this was solely her, because that was going to help me. If he can articulate it, it's going to be killer.
Yeah, and Kenzie is the one who kind of goes for it. She was just like, I think she asked, or maybe Charlie says. Charlie's like, yeah, it was all Maria. And she was like, yeah, I figured. So I was like, oh my goodness. Now, Maria, on the other hand, she is talking to Ben. She throws out to Ben, Charlie, Q, and Liz, hey, we could be a final five. Wouldn't that be lovely? Mm-hmm. Liz is tired because she's like, final five with this man?
She's right. She's not going to have that. She's not going to have that.
Over him. I don't know. She lists some things later that we can get to, but she is over him.
Yes.
Next, everyone knows that Tiff had an idol, so they go on an idol search. I mean, and Liz is not searching because Liz is in a rice coma. I was like, you go, Liz. You sleep.
When they showed her snoring, I was cracking up. It's not a priority for her, but I was surprised that who did end up finding it. I didn't expect that one.
Okay, this could have been a game changer for Venus. I was like, okay, this is a switch up because Venus was like, look, I knew where Randon found his idol. I know where Tiff found hers. So she looked in some Rock Switch production. I think this is a hint that maybe we need to switch it up within the same season where we hide these things.
Yep. Yes. Yep. Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's a big forest and they look way more than we see them look. But yes.
Yeah.
Let's be creative production. Put it up in some leaves or something.
As she finds it, she thinks out loud. This was giving traitors to me. Kate.
Okay.
Kate was like, I'm going to breakfast and I am not a traitor. I still think it's so and so.
It was so funny watching her search with Kenzie, because she was just pussyfooting around, like, putting just all for show. But I like the way she was talking about it. Q hasn't even tried to look for it. It's got to be Q. I like how she was pushing it off. But these new era people have often told about their advantages, and it blew up in their face. I thought this was a spot where it could have been really beneficial for Venus to share with certain people that they could have made something happen this vote.
Well, she's, I guess, we'll on get the bottom.
That. Yes, we can get into that like later, you know, after everything else happens before tribal. But yeah, she really could have done something with this.
Yeah, in a way, she sticks to what Venus has been doing. And that did throw off some suspicious because Kenzie's like, oh, I actually like Venus now. But she's not very strategic because she's just antagonizing people who are searching for it. And Kenzie brings up something very interesting. She was like, Venus is the only person at this point who has not lied to me. But then again, it's like, Venus has been on the bottom the whole entire time. What would she lie to you about?
All right. As much, there's so many opinions about Venus. I think I've told you, I run a couple of fan groups, so I read them ad nauseum. But I she doesn't bother me. I respect that even though she's having a hard time out there, I think that her personality just naturally clashes with other people. I find her to be very brash. I don't think that's her intention. I don't think she tends to be, because nobody wants to come across that way in a game like this, but that's how it's received. And she's brought so much interest to me, and I respect that no matter what, she's trying to make a plan. She's trying to do something. That's more than I could say for how I feel about other players in the game. So I like Venus's hustle. I like the way she thinks about things sometimes, and her reads aren't horrible, you know?
I think my problem throughout the whole thing with Venus and the frustration is, like, she obviously cares about the game. She is trying, but I think it's the fact that she has gotten the same note. Like, I said this on the episode with Mari Forth, and I reshared it after what happens to Venus because of all the discussion that she had to say about her fellow castaways and stuff. But it's like, it's not like Venus is unaware of how she's coming across to people, and the fact that she's never adjusted is the frustrating part. It's like, you have everything within your power to, like, okay, obviously the hard questioning, especially when you do not have any leverage,
nothing,
is not gonna work, and it's not gonna win you friends, so we gotta switch it up. And she just does not believe in that.
Or is incapable, you know?
Like, yeah,
maybe it's just not within her, but
her character flaw. Like, everyone has a character flaw, and honestly, the best characters as a writer needs one.
I've met Venus, sweet as pie, like, very engaging. Couldn't say a bad thing about her. She was great with all the fans, but that's very different than playing a competitive game with somebody.
Yeah.
I would love seeing, like, a 32-year-old Venus play.
Yeah.
She's lived some life, had some experiences. One of my favorite players, her name's Andrea Boki, played 3 times.
Okay.
And she said she wished she had played Survivor the first time, the age she was when she played her 3rd time. She was, like, 21, she played her 1st time, nearly 30 when she played her 3rd. And she was just like, I was just so young and naive and, you know.
Yeah. And young people do not like hearing that. They really don't. They like thinking that they're right. And we have a very interesting dynamic between Maria and Venus.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many ways that they could have been on the same page. I think Venus really wanted that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think Maria also sees the young part. Like, the exit interviews are damning when it comes to all of this. And I can only say I kind of, I sympathize with both. Because we've all been young women. I think we've all been in a position where we're frustrated by our elders who are sunning us and saying, oh, well, I thought like you at this age. And like, when you grow up a little more, you are able to, I think, play a certain strategy, whether it's in the workplace, whether it seems like you're assimilating a lot, because a lot of people this season are discussing about how Maria seemingly is not playing with women.
Mm-hmm.
I will say her game has been good, and I think, and this is a conversation we have with Big Brother, we love and would love more women alliances, but they can't solely just be based on we're all women. Like, she had a connection with Tim because they're parents.
Right.
She, I don't know why she actually had a connection with Charlie. I would love to know how that came to be, but they both were like, we've seen this dynamic with these two players in the bath. Let's mm-hmm. rock this to the end.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Denise and Malcolm.
Yes. And we can't forget that when Venus is finally trying to work with Maria, she does that hard questioning to Maria. And Maria's like, hey, I actually don't like that tone.
Yes.
And
yes.
Venus took that very personally.
Yeah. Well, my observation of that was, I think that she was like, oh, because I don't know if anybody had said that to her up until this point. They were just keeping their distance or whatever. But I think that she, once she was heard that from Maria, she was a little bit taken aback and like, oh,
mm-hmm.
What do I need to do type of situation. Yeah, her exit press has been.
I don't know if it was a what do I need to do, just because in that moment, in her confessional, I distinctly remember her being like, well, I think Maria just doesn't want someone she perceives to be her subordinate or something like that. And I'm like, perceive, you're younger than her. You are younger than her. There is a different way to then get that. I wish Sari had a very come to Jesus moment with our girly on Game Changers,
Michaela,
and she tells her how you interact with other people in these games. You have to play, and it would be nice to see a Maria and Venus situation like that. But that also shows this happens often with women and generationally. It happens.
Yes, and I understand Maria's perspective and why she felt the way she did.
Mm-hmm.
Just meeting Venus, and I can't say, it sounds as if, you know, Venus's reputation was really soiled by other players, and Maria's going to hear that and then also experience how Venus spoke with her.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily blame Maria for not wanting to be lock and step with Venus at that point, because mm-hmm. sometimes certain personalities, characteristics just don't vibe well together.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put my game in danger.
Yep.
For the sake of, like, just to say I worked with a woman in particular. You know, I am not going to do that. The world mm-hmm. would vilify me. I don't think, from my perception, Maria's working with who she feels like she can work with for whatever reason, whether she can get them to vote to the way she wants easily, whether she can collaborate and bounce ideas. Maybe they have similar thought processes.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem targeted like the fandom believes, but
yeah,
people can blink wrong and then they're whatever. They
right.
Right. You know, there's no winning, honestly. So mm-hmm.
I am very curious what the Maria Kenzie situation is, because I, at the end of this, Maria can't work with Liz. It's Liz is not voting for her to win. She lost that vote. The only hope, if she even cares, if to like address whatever narrative people are painting about her and other women, I'm a little curious about Maria and Kenzie.
Like what Kenzie's gonna say about Maria postseason?
No, not even like that. If they ever like come together, because they were kind of playing with it over the Tiffany thing, but then yeah. she sniped her for that credit, as she should. It's a million-dollar game.
Yes.
But we'll see what happens from there. Back to the timeline of things. So, yes, Charlie, that sneaky little bastard. She's like congratulating Maria. Look at her beaming. She's like, thank you so much for working with me on this vote. And he says in his confessional, I know Maria's a huge threat. Guess what though? Maria's now his shield.
Yep.
The one thing that he's a little bit obviously and rightfully so worried about is that Q is so much more hers than his.
Yes, absolutely. So, he's right to be worried. Like, I thought tonight was a good time for him to make a move in regards to that. And I see the like his wheels turning and the plans that he has, but it doesn't work out because of certain players. And like I said, we'll talk about that down the road.
Oh my God. I know. So Kenzie says Charlie has been Maria's jester. It's so interesting. Because I'm thinking of jury votes, what the perception and conversation at Ponderosa is. It's mm-hmm. very interesting that Kenzie paints him as Maria's jester the whole time and that he doesn't have a resume. Now, I know we don't really care about challenges. Right. Like, but it's a little wild to me that it's like, you don't think he has anything on his resume.
Right. Because from our perspective, at least mine, he's... Yes. Him and the moves that have been made have all been the direction that him and Maria wanted. Yes.
But even, okay, and she doesn't know anything that happened on Sega, but at the beginning, like, he was getting his way over Maria sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. He, they don't see their partnership like we do. That's just that. But hopefully he can communicate that.
Exactly. This is like, okay, we're building up, like, some people might be in for an interesting surprise once he starts talking in front of a jury, if he gets that far.
Yeah.
Now, Venus, her reads on other people in the game has always been funny to me, because she questions if Charlie's strategic at all.
Anywhere, anything. That's just her perception, right? She did.
Right. So they're both approaching him like, hey, maybe we should get out Maria. She's like the big kingpin. He's like, oh yeah, like maybe. So I said Charlie is a favorite for this game if he makes his case clear. We get to the immunity challenge. It's a balancing act. So they're going through this obstacle course. Now, what was your reaction to watching Venus get so close?
She was so close. She literally missed it. Like, she tipped it and it went over. I felt bad for her because I wanted her to win. I really, really wanted her to win this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think then she might get super interesting if she feels that safe.
If she won this and then still had that idol in her pocket.
Oh, she would have been on another level.
Oh.
So funny. I really was hoping that she would win this.
Now, I do think no matter what, the jury is stacked against her.
Oh, absolutely. She doesn't have a shot in hell.
No, but
their perception of her is not good. And like, I understand why, but like, when she talks game and strategy, it's not horrible.
You know, it's not horrible, but this is also a game where people have to like you.
Yes, you need some sort of social capital, and she has zero. I think also Venus contributed to, you know, I can't.
I still can't get over how she talked to Soda and, like, falsely accused her of that. Like, I'm sorry, but... Yeah, if you do that to me, I'm running and telling everybody.
What are you specifically talking about? I don't know if I remember.
Well, remember, okay, it was after a specific vote. Oh, it was who wrote down her name. It was like, she got one straight vote, just one, and yet she wanted to harp on who did it, and she didn't even ask. She assumed it was Soda and made this whole stink about it, and Charlie was the one who wrote her name down and felt so bad because of how hard Venus went that he was like, just letting you know, I did it. This could be the editors. Venus could have ate that, fully apologized and everything, but we didn't see it.
Right.
And I personally did not like that shit. I didn't like that shit whatsoever.
Yeah, I agree with you. I remember now. Like, I just didn't initially know what you were talking about. I wish if the apology happened, I wish we would have seen it. Because from what I understand, Soda was one of the most kind people to her.
That's the thing that gets me. It's like, and it's very interesting because she obviously goes to Ponderosa. How this jury stacked up, it just happened that it was all black people and, like, Hunter for a second. And it kind of hurts me a little bit that the exit interview was like, well, these people, and the unsaid thing is these black people were mean to me.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for no reason. It's like, it wasn't for no reason for Soda. And I don't know what the mean was, if they just didn't fuck with you, because this cast don't fuck with each other. I'm not surprised.
They really don't. Yes, not in
the I'm not surprised.
Bit.
Like, they have not been eating. What happens with Maria, with her food challenge decision, that's something you probably can't come back from, like, afterwards and say it's just a game, because you did not care if I ate.
Right.
That's hurtful on a human
level. See, I'm with you. I've been listening, like, to some of her exit press, not fully. I've got the gist of it. I've been reading, but for some time now, I have felt for Soda specifically.
Yes.
Because
she got bullied off of Twitter.
Yes. She has been drugged through the mud. And just if you read between the lines, I never had the perception of Soda. This is nothing to do with Tevin, Soda specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I never had the perception that people had of her. And I thought she got a super raw deal in her sitting at home watching this and seeing what people are saying to her about all of it, about Venus. Mm-hmm. And then knowing the relationship she tried to have, the kindness she tried to extend, I really, really feel for her. I sent her a nice message and she read it, and
same.
It was a little strange, but it hurts me for her because I've even seen her stories since Venus has started talking. So I just think the truth is somewhere in between.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Venus's personality has a lot to do with maybe how some people reacted to her.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had live feeds, because the truth is probably
there. You go.
Do you know, I'm not saying that people were completely innocent and didn't shun her or whatever the case
is.
But I just really feel for Soda most out of everybody, because I think she got a raw deal from these fans.
Very raw deal. And like, it's disgusting to me. Back to this, Maria wins her second immunity, which is like, good for her. Now this comes with a goddamn food reward. And after Liz does the most last time, the stakes are still so high. Liz got rice, but she's still like, this is pizza. It's a Hawaiian pizza. It's a vegetarian. It's pepperoni and it's gluten-free, which everyone was like, okay, Liz can do this because gluten is out of here, which is so interesting. So, and Jeff, he's like, oh, I can't tell you how many people.
Of course he can't.
So her first pick is Ben. Ben immediately cries. Now, mm-hmm. now we're getting to the harder territory. Okay. I don't know if you saw my tweet about this, but it took me a while because there's so many things that were happening that I was still processing about how she made this decision.
Mm-hmm.
One of which is that she was like, okay, well, you know, people's bodies are breaking down. I have to consider that. Charlie's a little snake, because Charlie could have just shut his ass up.
He did that on purpose.
He said, actually, you could just not think of me, Maria. Like, other people need it so much more, Maria. And Kenzie, she just nods along. She's just like, yeah, so we're down.
In Charlie saying that to me, he was writing villain on the hat.
Yes, he was.
I loved it, but keep going.
Yes, he was. That's why I'm like, what is a villain? What is a villain on these shows anyways? They're all human beings, complex mm-hmm. human beings. But sure, Maria can be like the villain because of what she does, but Charlie, what he did here could have been villainous in another way.
It was. He did it with he's thinking strategically, and yes. I like it, you know?
He knows Maria's already in hot water. I'm taking myself out. I would have side-eyed him. So that means we're leaving these people on the left. Q, Liz, Venus. Okay. So after saying people's bodies are breaking down, she's still waiting. Jess, first mistake. She don't think out loud. Don't think out mm-hmm. loud. But I think she really was torn. I'm like, she's bad at this. She is bad at making decisions, probably in general. And this was an emotional, social game, like all of that. I would have been so bad. And I don't know how you feel about astrology, but I'm a Libra, and I found out that Maria's a Libra.
I watched your story about it and when you said about the Libra, but I am one that is very ignorant to astrology. Mm. Not believe it or I don't think it's real. I don't really know my own sign.
Yeah.
So, the characteristics of
what is your sign?
Cancer, I think.
Oh, you thought so long on that. You're very much
not into this. I don't know anything.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about it, so I'm interested in what you have to say and what being a Libra means for your perception of Maria.
Yes. So, Libras they're the scales. They're about balance. They're a lot about justice. But because we want balance and doing the right thing, we can sometimes be paralyzed with decisions because we can see the good and the bad of almost all the options. And I have heard people call like Libras liars, but it's like, we're not purposely doing that. We probably believe our stance on one thing, reassess and go the other way. And that's when I'm like, we can unintentionally be the villain. We want to make everyone happy. Another thing is the people pleasing.
Mm.
And that's a problem because you can't make everyone happy.
And that is this situation to a T.
Absolutely. That's why I was like, wait, what is Maria's sign? So, and Gemini can be a little bit of that too. Gemini is the twins and they can be called two-faced or whatever, but it's like, the air signs, we're taking in all the knowledge, trying to process and compute. So first she's like, I want this to be about health. So let's mm-hmm. think about it that way. But then she's like, well, but this is a game. And then she's like, actually, I don't want to make this decision at all. So we're going to rock, paper, scissors, and it's going to be Q and Liz. Why? She took Venus out of this. I don't understand.
If anything, I thought it would be Venus, Liz, rock, paper, scissors. Then she would have been out of hot water. Like, literally.
Absolutely.
If you're more mad than it's Q specifically. They hate that man's life. they just don't like that man. And seeing him go while they're hungry for pizza just pissed them off.
Absolutely.
And I think Maria's speech and all that, it just contributed to the anger.
It was
more of a no joke in Survivor.
It was bad. I was like, this is the worst, Maria. Like, I don't think this was on purpose or anything, but this was, you should have stuck to one strategy, shut your mouth, don't even say what you're thinking. But yeah, they were big mad, and Charlie was happy as hell that they were big mad.
And they could have had a fan. He was fanning those angry flames at Maria so bad. I was like, get it, Charlie. I mean, that's just how you do it, you know?
It is. It's how you do it. So, wow. They go off. They're having pizza. Now, it's very interesting also, because apparently Ben and Q were getting into it. That we never saw. So that's very interesting that she has a food reward with both of them. And she seems to try to get them on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And was just like, hey, Ben, you're my day one, too. He's like, oh, you're day one's Charlie. She's like, no. Remember, you were Figo with us. You're my day one.
Do you remember a couple of episodes? I cannot remember. This might have been a secret scene. But Maria gave Ben the business. Like, I'm pretty sure it was a secret scene. He, like, came up to her. It was after Tim.
Okay. Yeah, because that's his bestie.
Yes. He came up to her at the well and wanting to talk to her and work with her. And she was like, oh, now you want to talk to me. Like, she was not, I'll send you it after we get off. But she was not playing. She was like, oh, now you want to talk to me? It's just like real convenient. This is paraphrasing that now you're coming to me after your buddy's gone. I was like, she literally gave him the business. So to see her smoothing up to him in this way at the reward, I was like, what a 180.
Yeah.
She really wants to hone in and take him because she should feel confident that she can beat Ben. She should feel, confident that she can beat Q. She believes everybody hates them. Liz, she feels confident she can beat Liz. So her ideal final five situation is
great
for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she's trying to make it work.
Oh my god. Well, it doesn't sound like Maria just hates women then, because I didn't know that.
She gave him the business. I was like, ooh. I just thought how she came at him maybe could be a little Venus-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she said she was like Venus when she was younger, so maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. We all have that side to us. Like,
absolutely.
It's just about managing it. And she has the leverage in that situation. Is it good to abuse that leverage and come at someone's neck? No. But she has leverage.
Yeah, she really does. She's made what she wanted to happen. Like, you know?
Yeah. Good for her. Good for her. Now, back to the Maria Hayton Club. So, oh my god, this conversation. So, they're all talking. Venus said she would have had more respect if Maria said she'll pick Q because that's her number one. I believe her when she says that.
Yeah, me too.
Venus calls her a villain and says Maria tries to be a mother to all. I don't fucking like this comment at all. Because if we remember, the season actually starts with Maria saying, I don't want to be nobody's mama on this goddamn island. I'm here to win. And this happens to women of a certain age every single time. They want to say, mama this. And then all of a sudden, is mama whatever a threat? Because the jury loves the mama. And Maria's like, I'm not doing that. Some of y'all aren't going to like me. You made sure of it.
Yes. I like Maria. I mean,
yeah.
I like how she thinks. I like how she plays. I like how
absolutely
she plays the game. I really have enjoyed watching her game. She came under a lot of fire this week from the fandom. And I'm just like, I didn't think it was that serious. I thought it was a bad call for her game.
Yeah.
I wasn't offended by it. Like,
if anything, she made it a little bit more interesting on who can win. Because she and Charlie has been the shoo-in this whole time. She threw little things up in the air now. So
yeah, absolutely.
So we'll see. But it's just like, yeah, like we need to knock this narrative of like mother all. Now I do wonder, because Venus and Maria have another thing going on, given their background and what their relationship is to each other. I do wonder if the comments Venus is making and the hurt that she feels, because she says she feels the most betrayed by Maria, I wonder if Maria gave her a little bit of the mothering of like, you're like, I see myself in you, and da-da-da, maybe. I don't know when that would have happened, because, yeah, like, Venus did too much too early after the merge.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure either. I would like to hear more about that, because you could be right. Because I was surprised that Maria was the one that she was most hurt by. But I think it just, maybe some of that has to do with things that matter to Venus and why she's talks about as she's as vocal as she is and wanting to connect with Maria for the reason she wanted to connect with Maria, and it just didn't happen. So I think that also has a lot to do with why Venus may be hurt by Maria, but I never would have guessed that that was going to be her answer, you know?
Yeah, I can see it. I've seen plenty of Black women in games before that did not go great. So I'm like, it looks familiar to me. Yeah. Now, of course, Liz has to get her lick in, because Liz hasn't pooped yet, so she's fed up. She's like, why is Q still here? And Kenzie, I'm surprised by this. Kenzie flat out calls Q evil and self-centered. Charlie is a little liar, because Charlie is like, oh, Q is Maria's number one. I don't even think they believe that, but they just have a hating Maria session right now, so he wants to throw out the biggest lie.
Right. Smart. Then he's smart. They don't like that man.
They don't like that man. So
I met Q. He seemed perfectly nice. So no, it's different than a game again, but
Liz points out some things, because Liz pissed me off, because sometimes she's not using her words. She's on sometimes she's on that white feminism, I never speak my anger, so I'm gonna speak it now. And it's like, what are you angry about? Please vocalize. And so she says that Q never does anything around camp. She says that to Maria later. He doesn't do anything around camp. He burned up the fire in 2 hours. I don't know what that means, because I never made a fire.
So I got that she said he never does anything, i.e. collect firewood, but then is so quick to use it all up.
Yeah.
To getting it. That's what I took from that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's just like a very selfish person, I guess. And that's part of the hatred for Q. Q don't give a damn. Q said, I ate 23 slices of pizza. He said, I know my ass shouldn't have been here. I just ate. What, am I going to turn it down? No.
Not you with that picture. That's a perfect picture to say what you said. But yeah, Q, I don't think Q cares. And I could see Q, I mean, the episode where he said he picked Maria because she extended some kindness to
Yes.
him. So he talked about he chilled on the beach all day. So that rings true to what Liz is saying. You know what I mean? I can see him like, y'all don't like me. Y'all don't want me around. I'm going to go sit over here and y'all can do all the work type of situation.
Yeah. And it's like, is it the chicken or the egg? Was he helping around camp before he blew everything up and then was like, I can quit now? And obviously no one but Maria actually cares about my existence anymore, or is it like, yeah, he's naturally this? I think it's so much more complicated than what they're making it out to be. So,
and I think Maria was, people were questioning, I saw a lot of questioning of like, is it smart for Maria to do this?
Absolutely.
He's not too up so fast. He could be as chaotic as he wants, but as long as he's doing what I need him to do to move the game where I want it to go, come on, Q, let's go. You can go make them miserable, but keep voting how I want, and you can stay, you know?
And again, don't forget, Q blew up his whole alliance. His day one was Tiffany. Because Tiffany said Maria's name. You're getting every goddamn reward I win. And you're sitting next to me so I can get this $1 million. Okay?
Absolutely. I would drag him and to the end so fast. But that seems, have you noticed the fact that he's going on rewards, he's being kept around is a bone of contention with people. Like, they're mad about it. Why would you give him food? Why is he still here? So could it backfire on Maria?
Absolutely. I think she went a little too far, but her working with him makes perfect sense.
Yes.
She didn't need to take him on this. He knows it was a bad move, but he's benefiting. So we're laid back smiling, okay? Okay. I am the last nigga in this game, and I got 23 pieces. Nah. I'm smiling. You're going to get all the pearly whites.
It reminds me of, like, did you watch Heroes vs. Villains?
Yes.
Okay. One of the reasons Parv lost was because of her association with Russell. They hated Russell. They're playing lock and step with Russell because she was forced to because nobody else wanted to play with her. And at the end, I've read a lot about that at the time, but that's my season. I'm still mad about the winner, but whatever. people thought that she was Russell's lapdog when it was basically the other way around.
Mm-hmm.
She was controlled. You don't get two damn idols off people. Like, Russell gave her two idols in one season. Like, that doesn't happen because she's his lapdog. It's the other way around. And Sandra said Parvati could go tell Russell to eat grass and he would. But my point is that the perception of their relationship took points away from Parvati to get the win because they didn't like him. So this could not necessarily be great for Maria if she's able to get to the end with Q. She needs to use him, but then I think strategically cut him to make people happy because they're not going to be happy to see him.
I don't know if you can win people back after this, though. Like, that's my thing. It's like, is this a point of no return? Because
you think?
For who we have left?
Venus.
Okay.
Yeah, and Venus, yeah.
So we need to fast forward so we can talk about this. No, I am. We've been having some philosophical conversations on this, as Black women do, okay?
Yeah.
So, all right. So, you know, Venus, she tries to get something going. She's like, and this was a little exciting to me, because Venus is like, hey, Liz, let's work together. Kenzie, let's work together. It's a little bit of a harder pitch to get in Charlie to take out his number one or whatever, but it seems like let's start scheming against Maria and Q. Are you really in this? Venus, now this is when Venus finally does have some leverage. She's got this idol.
Mm-hmm.
But what she does with this,
I understand in this new era of how people have shared their advantages and it has really bit them in the butt, right?
Mm-hmm.
This whole new era of Survivor. But this is a moment to where I think that in Venus's conversation with Charlie, had she been more open and not so freaking cagey, he might have made a move then.
Yep.
To snipe Q away from Maria. And if he sniped Q and then flipped with the other ones, that was right there. And I'm convinced that if Venus would have been able to not be so cagey and secretive in that moment, it turned Charlie off. And he's like, work with this. And I'm even
he's like, so you have an idol. You have an idol. She was like, no, I have something else up my sleeve. But it's like, what else could it be?
Yes. I hated this from her. I think it was just the complete wrong play.
Yeah.
Leverage that she had really could have, they could have blindsided Q, blindsides with them, went against Maria, and then made his way. He would have easily won against with that crew, you know? But Venus, like, in my opinion, unknowingly, she really messed this up. This was a position to where she should have gathered those troops and been like, listen,
mm-hmm.
what do you guys think about this plan? And it's going to work down. Like, seriously.
Now, another hint to the perspective on Charlie. Venus calls Charlie a kingpin later. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe it's because we're all vying for him. Charlie tells her that he wants Maria. He wants a final four without Maria and Q. I wrote unlikely. This feels like a lie. Because why?
Because he wants to beat them other people.
He can be, I don't know, if he's confident in how he sells this, he can be anyone, but I know it's an edit. We're at home, able to say this. But it's like, no Maria and Q, if we're looking right now, means, all right, Kenzie, Ben, Liz, and Venus. It's not bad. I don't think either's harder. Everyone hates Q, so it's like, who cares if Q's there at the end or not? Maria's at the end. Now you know everyone hates her. Like, they're sour grapes right now. Like, truly, Charlie can't. He'll have to work hard to lose. And honestly, how this season's going, he absolutely could.
You're right. Because I swore for weeks that Venus was a zero vote finalist.
Same.
I was like, she ain't going nowhere. Why would they take her when they have all these threats? But I thought that his final four plan, let's snipe Q, then snipe Maria, and then we make our way to the end. I thought that was a good plan for his game. But I also agree with you that he could still go with Maria's side of the plan. And hey, he just doesn't have that perception when it comes to Maria specifically.
So, yeah, we're at Tribal Council. Venus says that Maria's decision felt cruel, which, honestly, she's allowed to feel that way. Obviously, that was not Maria's intention, but it is what it is. Q defends Maria, which is like, Maria ain't. That black man ain't going nowhere if Maria got something to say.
Right, nowhere. He fought hard for her. He just got deeper and deeper in her pocket. She thought she checked him over Charlie.
By Charlie. He starts defending her. Venus isn't having it. And then here's one thing. Is that Q's like, look, Venus, if you won, you wouldn't have taken us. She kept saying, you don't know that. You don't know that. I didn't win, so you don't know that. Venus, let's...
She ain't. But did you hear Q say, we ain't never going to find out?
Ooh!
Did you hear her say that? I was like,
yes.
One, you're going home, or he thought she was never going to win a thing. But
she should have... If that was the case, because I didn't hear that, then Venus should have played it.
Did you hear her talk back at camp when she was saying something along the lines of, like, if I can't get Charlie, if I can't sway him to do what I need him to do here, then my game is basically dead anyway. Like, I don't have anything to stand on, which I thought was so goofy because, girl, I'm still trying to get my, even if I cannot win, even if I think I can't win, I'm still fighting to get my butt in those final three chairs. That is a bigger check than whatever place this is 11th.
I will say, I think I'm starting to notice when you're on the bottom and you've been really going at it socially with people, the defeatist attitude creeps. It's just hard for it not to. It's hard to not act out. Q's acting out. He acting out like a toddler every episode. Liz is acting out. She had a full tantrum. Like,
I do not remember a moment like that in Survivor history. Because when she's, I was like, oh. There's been a couple, but not over a reward.
Yes.
Not over these dynamics. It brought a lot of conversation, I'll just say that.
It sure did. So that's just where it's at. Jeff Probst is like, Liz, how are you feeling? She's like, I can't keep saying this. And it's like, you really haven't. Like, you had one coherent sentence. Maybe like two, because when she said during the blow up at the reward, you blew up my game, I was like, how? He was working with you. You were in that six person alliance. Like,
I believe she's saying that because of the Tevin vote, because
he
overshadowed her moment and blah, blah, blah. He didn't blow up anything. I don't know how
she considered
that blowing up her game.
Liz, that was nuts.
Liz's thought process is often odd to me because we didn't talk about it. Did you hear why she has allergies in this episode?
I'm like, yes.
I'm like, your hunger is just eating your brain at this point. Because this makes no logical sense, Liz.
I as a person who has my own health issues and stuff mm-hmm. like that, I'm not going to laugh or poo-poo it, because I think the body's very smart, and the body really tries to communicate with you when things are going on. Now, I do feel a little white woman, how far are we taking this? But I believe her that she's a very stressed out person, and like mm-hmm. things are getting to her. This is like, we're seeing people on the brink. She hasn't pooped in 19 days. Like,
yeah, she needs to see medical for that. But
I
don't know. When she said it, I was like,
I think the body's complicated, but I feel you. I feel you.
It is what it is. But
and she's at the end of her rope. So
She really is.
But when Jeff asked this woman, Liz, can you talk about your feelings? She just repeated her, oh, and it's like, no, Jeff did everything but tell this grown-ass woman, please use your words. He's like, I don't know what that means.
That is Liz. She's another interesting one. Liz is dead in the water in this game. I felt the same about Venus. I don't know what.
Okay.
No, nothing about Ben. I think the front runners for the win are Kenzie, Maria, Charlie. It has to be one of those three. I would like to be crayon if Q walks away with the win. But I can't see.
That would be hilarious to me. Tiffany's not gonna rock with that though.
Never.
Tiffany lost $1 million because of him.
Absolutely. I don't know why she would play that. Well, I do know why. Never mind. But
yeah,
I would not blame her if she never spoke to that man again, because he royally sunk her game, and it was infuriating to me. I'm like, really, you're about to turn on her because this woman you just met?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's paying dividends, but
I mean, it's paying dividends. She like. Who knows? We'll see how this whole plays out. If we can talk about how, I mean, for the culture, terrible. Terrible for this podcast.
Yeah.
But
sad.
Maybe personally for him, it pays off. So yeah, in the end, Venus goes. She left with a smile on her face, as she did most of the time when other people she had contentious relationships with went out. So she stuck to that. I think she thinks mostly this is just a game. So it's a good attitude to have. But then the comments after in the exit interview, it's so much more complicated than that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, yeah. Where do we go? Where do we go from here?
I am interested. I don't know if you got to see the preview. The preview was, the main thing that stuck out to me is, what did she say? Maria is crying. Oh, what was her comment? Damn. She's saying something like, I can't remember what she said, but it was alluding to the fact that she's never been so hurt and broken in her life.
Okay.
So I don't know what happens in the next episode, but...
Maybe it's about Venus, honestly.
Really?
Well, I don't know. I think just after the conversations that we had and how complicated these relationships are, and what other, everyone's bringing so much more to them in this. Like Liz is bringing up, I feel like I've pent up this thing my whole entire life, and this is the cause of my allergies. Like Venus out here is talking about, you saw your younger self in me. Well, how did you feel about your younger self? Everyone bringing up so much. And again, if I am reading Maria and how she mishandled that decision so much, it's not because she didn't care. It's probably because she cared a lot.
Yeah.
And the last thing that Venus says before she goes out is that it felt cruel what you did to her, and you know you didn't beat her. You know that's just what you're going to have to live with.
Right.
So I can see it, but we'll see.
Yeah. I'm I can't wait to see it because I truly don't know. I just think that it would have to do with some sort of betrayal or finding out something. That was my train of thought. She found out Charlie said something or did something or was soiling her game or whatever. I just can't wait to see whatever the drama is and how because I don't know who's going to go next. Like, I'm wondering what Charlie's going to do this particular
whoever time. Finds the next idol.
Can they play it right? You know?
That's who goes next. They're going to have another group idol search.
Nobody should find an idol. Like, watching this season, the idols are current. Don't even touch it because you're going home with it.
Liz's anymore. Best move was sleeping.
Oh.
All right. So, what is our chaotic bi moment of the episode? I have to say Venus bluffing with her idol badly.
Yeah, I agree with you. Or Maria really tanking the perception of her. Like,
yes. She
really took a hit this episode.
Here's my pick. The beautiful black moment of this episode has to be Q giggling over the goddamn pizza. I'm sorry.
No, I'm with you. Q had me on the floor the whole time. I was like, this man, they hate his whole life. And he just ate 23 pieces of pizza. Like, they can be mad all he wants. And part of what is the funniest about it is he don't give a damn. He does not care what these people think, which is interesting in a game where you're gonna need their vote. You know,
he tried to quit. He's checked out. He's along for the ride. He's the most carefree person in this. Because he's like, I don't even care anymore, and I genuinely mean that shit. So. How do you make the narrative after you publicly tried to quit? And
I don't think it's possible. Like, I feel like the only chance he would have, like, truly, Venus and Liz. Q, Venus, and Liz. Venus is gone, so that ain't possible. But that's what I think would be his only, and he'd have to also be able to sell it in a way like, look, I know I messed up. I know I did this. I know y'all hated me, but I clung to this person because that worked for me, and blah, blah. He has to be able to articulate a strategic plan as to how he got there.
Mm-hmm.
Then maybe, but it don't seem likely. I cannot see that man winning. But
I just don't know if his head is in the game anymore for it, but I think you're right. That is the way. It just is very up in the air if he even cares. He has a martyrdom thing going on. I can also see him being like, I'm here because of Maria. Please vote for her. Like, yo, if he started making a speech for Maria at the end, crazy work.
I agree with you. Like, he didn't think I was okay with him, but slowly and surely, and then the last straw was the tip thing. Like, what? For somebody you just met over there? You about to...
Yeah, I really wonder his mentality around that and, like, I don't know. I wonder if that comes to his mind at all, of, like, also being checked out a little, of, like, I gave everything up for Maria and, like, still just thinking of, like, but I can't assume men have, like, the same thoughts that we do, because I know I would be fucked up if I did that on a show to another, like, black woman or a black person like that. But I don't know if it occurs to him.
He when I see him on social media, I would guess not.
He's very playful. He's keeping it light. He's like, this is entertainment.
Yes.
But that also keeps you from feeling things. Yeah.
He really did her dirty from my perspective, like, for no reason.
I know.
And she was right. Like, Maria is a front runner. Like, she's been controlling everything. And I just felt like she had shown him so much loyalty. And there was no reason to go. And then to tell about her idol, like, he just pissed me off.
I know.
And at the same time, it's a game. And everybody's not going to play with the same, like, mentality as me and blah, 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 blah.
But. Yeah. But there's other societal things that comes into play that makes it hurtful.
Yes, I hated it. I absolutely hated it. Go do her dirty.
Yeah, I mean, if we're thinking about it, we've been talking about Venus and Maria, but Q and Tiff, Like, yeah. That's the same kind of, we thought we were in community, or we could be in community. We think we should be able to be in community, and this is what happens.
Yeah, it's hard, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard. Okay.
Okay, Janelle. Where can people follow you?
I'm just Janelle Michaud everywhere. Just wrapped up Big Brother Canada. I'm excited for BBUS. It's coming very, very quickly. Can't wait to watch. Can't wait to podcast. I think I'll be doing exit press for that again. So I'm super, super excited. That's the only thing I have going on, and I can't wait. It's my favorite. Yeah.
Nice. Over here, we also will be covering the Big Brother 26 and hopefully doing exit press again. I'm also starting a new venture with I Kissed a Girl. It's a British queer dating show. It's so fun. I put up the first recap today with Izzy Gleacher talking about episodes 1 and 2, and it was so gay, so fun. And then Perfect Match is coming for us all. So I will be talking about that with my co-host Quita Tinsley again. And that is it for the summer, I believe. Follow Black Bi Reality across all socials. If you appreciated this deep conversation, please subscribe to Black Bi Reality. That's kind of the commentary we try to do with these shows. And have a good one. I kind of want to pull a Julie Chen Moonves and be like, be kind to each other. I don't know, but it's like,
They need to hear it. So I'm
that's how I feel right now. It's like, that has to be the takeaway, right?
Yeah, definitely. Especially in these fandoms.
Yeah. All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.